Good morning. Today we are starting a new and exciting topic that relates to Parshas Baaloscha. The pasuk says as follows: "Uberedes hatal alavachaneh." When Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, the tal, the dew, used to come down and descend overnight on the ground, and the man that they would eat for 40 years descended upon it. The issue is that there's a different pasuk in Shmos Tazayin that says that, in fact, it was the man that came down and the tal, the dew, was on top of the man, not underneath. So the Gemara in Yuma Ayin Hey Amud Beis reconciles this. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanin. In fact, they are both correct. There was dew on the bottom, there was dew on top, and the man was in the middle, just like it was encapsulated in a box. So accordingly, that will be one of the reasons. This is our topic. Why do we cover the challah on Shabbos and Yontif? Or maybe we cover more than just the challah, maybe all the food on the table. We will get back to this shortly in explaining that this is actually one of the sources for covering the challah on Shabbos and Yontif. So let's start with a Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Amud Beis, that says that Rabba Bar Rav Huna got to the house of the Reish Galusa, that was the political head of Klal Yisrael in Bavel, and what they did was, you have a guest, a very dignified guest, it was Friday night, so they brought in front of him a table. In that time they used to eat on small tables, so they brought a little table in front of him, and it had his Lechem Mishnah on it, probably had a plate, and probably had his fork, spoon, his cup on it, a bottle of salts or whatever else. And it says as follows, Paras Mapa Bikidish. What Rabba Bar Rav Huna did was he spread out a mapa, a covering, like a challah cover or a napkin, hopefully something more dignified, on it, on what was on the table, and he said Kiddush. So we see here that there's a concept of covering what's in front of you, and then you say Kiddush. There's actually a brisa that continues that you shouldn't bring the table in front of people on Friday night until they say Kiddush first. So Kiddush is supposed to be said, and then you bring that small set table. But if they already brought that table in front of you, and you have not said Kiddush yet, what you do is you spread out a cloth on top of what's on the table, and then you say Kiddush. So we see here that it's one of two options. Don't bring the table. If you brought the table, cover it up. So what's going on here? So Tosfos on Psachim Kuf Amud Beis explains as follows, that they used to set up their small tables elsewhere and did not used to bring it out until after Kiddush. So that small table was set, ready to go, ready for Shabbos, but say Kiddush first, and then they would bring the table fully set. But, explains Tosfos, that doesn't work for us, and the same thing applies nowadays. It really doesn't work for us because our tables are large. It's not as if we are able to say Kiddush and bring the table in, set it elsewhere and bring it in. That's just not happening, that we're going to be able to bring this huge table. And if we would have to set it now, you're not going to carry in a table and all the things are going to fall off of it. You have these glasses on it, your cups, your glass cups on it, and they're going to tip over and smash. That's not a good idea. And if we don't have it set and ready to go, and if we're bringing it in, there's going to be a long gap between when we have Kiddush and the Seudah if we have to start setting it. So that's not going to work either. So what we have to do is, because we sit around our tables are large, we have to cover up what is on the table. So we see here, Tosfot explaining in the time of Chazal, there was a small table, set it elsewhere, have it ready, say Kiddush. After Kiddush, bring the table that's already set, small table, large table, that doesn't work. Set it, obviously, before Shabbos, and cover up what's on the table. We'll have to see exactly what has to be covered up. Let's talk about a minimum, the Lechem Mishnah. Say Kiddush, and at some point thereafter, the Lechem Mishnah, maybe the other food gets uncovered. So our question now, and this is the question of the day, and it's also our question for tomorrow, is what is the reason that we cover the challah, or maybe even all food on the table, when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif? So the She'iltos brings the first rationale, the first reason why we cover up what's on the table. He says as follows, Ki hechi tetzesi sudasa le'yirakta de'shabsa. So we are showing that the su'udah, the food that we have prepared it specially to show the preciousness of Shabbos, kind of like Kavod Shabbos, that we don't want to show it, we want to say Kiddush. We say a beautiful Kiddush, Mekadesh, a Shabbos, and then afterward we uncover what we have prepared to show that this is the Kavod Shabbos. That's Kiddush comes sanctifying Shabbos, and this is part of the sanctification of the Shabbos, is all of the food that we have prepared accordingly. If those tables are already there. We have to cover what's up. We have to cover up what's on the table, and only after the Kiddush uncover it. So that's the first reason why we cover up at least the Lechem Mishnah, maybe more on the table. So that we have prepared this meal for the specialness of Shabbos. The second explanation is brought by Tosfos. Tosfos says it's Zecher Laman. What's the Zecher of the man? That it didn't fall. The manna in the Midbar did not fall on Shabbos. It didn't fall on Yontif. And what used to happen all week long is that the Tal used to, the dew used to fall on the bottom and the man on top of that and more dew on top of that. So we want to remember that. So we cover just like the tal, just like the dew covered the man. So too we cover our challah. We will have to address at a later point, do we also have to cover our lechem mishnah on the bottom? Because if we are trying to have a zekor, if we're remembering or doing what exactly happened with the man itself, so maybe we should cover not only the top, but the lechem mishnah on the bottom as well. In any case, the Avudram asks on this explanation that it's zecher leman. He says as follows, accordingly, we should do it on the weekdays as well. On the weekdays is really when the man was falling on top of dew and underneath the dew. So why, at a minimum, do it as well during the week, not only Shabbos and Yontif. But in any case, the Meiri answers that. He says as follows, that the covering of the challah is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Part and parcel of the mitzvah of having two challahs. And having two challahs is only relevant on Shabbos and Yontif, not on weekdays. Accordingly, just like we have Lechem Mishnah only on Shabbos and Yontif, we only have the covering of the challah on Shabbos and Yontif. And just to flag one point that we mentioned, it's not only Shabbos, but it is Yontif as well. Why Yontif as well? So the Machzor Vitrian explains, and same thing with the Prima Gadin, that just like on Shabbos there was no falling of the man, same thing on Yontif, there was no falling of the man. They used to get their portion on the day before Erev Shabbos, and also Erev Yontif to supply their needs for Shabbos and Yontif, so it fell more double on the Erev, on the day before Shabbos and Yontif, and nothing fell on Shabbos and Yontif. Accordingly, we have this mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah having a double portion, having two challahs on Shabbos and also Yontif, and we also have this mitzvah of covering the challah not only on Shabbos, but on Yontif as well. And Amir Tashem, tomorrow, next time, we will see more reasons for this mitzvah of covering up the challah or maybe all of the food on Shabbos when we are saying at Shabbos and Yontif when we say Kiddush.